From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. International medical charity Doctors Without Borders says today it is withdrawn from the northern Afghan city of Kunduz after a deadly suspected U.S. airstrike on its hospital. The airstrike killed at least 19 people, including three children, at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders, known by its French acronym MSF. The group's Bart Janssens in Brussels.
The attacks lasted for about an hour, and just after the beginning, we reached out to our contacts we have in the U.S. military forces to explain what was going on.
The MSF says all critical patients have now been referred to other health facilities, and some staff members remain in the area working at two other hospitals. The medical charity also denied allegations the Taliban insurgents were in the Kunduz hospital during the strike. The U.S. military acknowledged it was conducting a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of the MSF medical facility as part of a campaign to push the Taliban out of the city that it overtook parts of last week. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other targets in northern Syria Saturday as it continues its push against Islamic State extremists. In spite of Western claims, the aerial campaign is largely targeting Western-backed rebels. The U.S. and its allies condemned the campaign, claiming Moscow is using the offensive as cover for taking out opposition to the government of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Nigerian police and witnesses have linked Friday's two explosions outside the capital of Abuja to a male and female suicide bombers. The blast killed at least 18 people and wounded dozens more. There has been no claim of responsibility, but authorities immediately linked the attacks to Boko Haram. These latest come a day after four suicide bombers blew themselves up in the city of Maiduguri, killing at least 14. This is VOA News. Israeli police say today they are restricting access to Jerusalem's Old City after a Palestinian man fatally stabbed two Israelis. The Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad said the attacker was a member. Baruch Marzel is an Israeli right-wing activist.
Netanyahu has to resign. Netanyahu failed. He gave the Arabs to incite for months in Jerusalem. He gave the Arabs to attack Jews in Jerusalem. Today there was four Jews dead. Netanyahu has their blood on his hands.
Mr. Marzel has it slightly wrong. It was two Israelis killed and two others wounded late Saturday. The recent fighting at the Al-Aqsa compound in East Jerusalem has seen Palestinian protesters throwing stones and firebombs at non-Muslims who are allowed under Israeli law to visit the site. Israel captured the territory in the 1967 war from Jordan, but Palestinians claim it as the capital of their future state. Migrants, thousands of them, continue streaming into Greece and the EU from Turkey. Jess Wycord reports from the Greek island of Lesbos.
According to the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, there has been a dramatic drop in the number of migrants arriving in Lesbos in the past week. Patrick Mansour is UNHCR's chief of mission in Lesbos.
Yesterday we had arrivals about 2,500. Usually we can have everything between 2,500 up to some days we had at most at 6,600 crossing into Lesbos from the Turkish side.
Mansour says rougher winter waves are stopping some migrants from making the crossing, but some still attempt the dangerous journey. And he worries cheaply made smugglers' boats won't survive the 3-kilometer trip from Turkey. UNHCR officials stress that the decline in numbers of migrants is temporary. They say if there's an improvement in sea conditions, the numbers will rise again. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Mytilene, Greece.
A powerful typhoon made landfall in southern China today, bashing coastal areas and causing tens of thousands of people to evacuate. Sustained winds were 180 kilometers per hour as the storm takes aim at the provinces of Guangdong and Hainan. The typhoon coincides with week-long National Day holiday. Thousands of vacationers flocked to the resort island of Hainan. Officials say at least 40,000 boats have returned to port because of the storm. And rescuers continue their desperate search this weekend for several hundred people believed missing in a landslide on the outskirts of Guatemala's capital. At least 33 are known dead. Rescue workers, dozens of them, along with police, soldiers, and volunteers with picks and shovels, began clawing away at the debris left behind after Thursday night's disaster. Authorities say some 600 people may be missing, but they expect the death toll to rise as the search continues. Their estimate is based on 125 homes destroyed or damaged by the landslide after heavy rain. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.